So Howard Gentry felt more anxious than usual to get the foal delivered. The foal would be virtually priceless, and Gentry hoped the delivery would be easy. Gentry had stopped to see something royal earlier that night, just before he went home for supper at 6. She didn't appear to be near labor then, but when he and Southworth made the rounds 2 hours later, as they often did together during breeding season, her condition had begun to change. Labor seemed imminent. The mare was waxing heavily, as Gentry called it, with milk congealing at the tips of her nipples like beads of candle wax, the tentative sign that labor is near, perhaps a few hours away, perhaps a day. It was then he decided to stay awake instead of going to bed at 9, his regular time, and to call Wood and ask him to wait it out over a pool table. Gentry edged his beige 1969 Chrysler across the highway dividing the farm, past the big house on the hill, past the towering stand of trees around the house, around the gravel driveway crunching underneath, down the gentle slope and past the fences and the pastures, and through the gate where the brood mares walked to and from the fields during the day, and finally stopped about 100 feet from where the lights were burning and where Bob Southworth, standing by the stall, was waiting. Gentry and Wood cut across the wet grass on the field, walking briskly, hurrying through the pasture toward the barn. Wood jogged to keep up, stumbling once in the dark, skimming through the pasture land to keep up with Gentry, midwife, for